The Mutual Audio Network, where relaxation and imagination blend. Listen responsibly. The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Ninth Tower Productions.
Dr. Farid, is something wrong?
I'm not sure, Ms. Minette.
Please, call me Nadia.
Nadia, today is the first day that Mr. Mallory has refused to eat or drink anything.
Oh.
The nurse tried three times to get him to eat his breakfast, but he just won't.
You don't think it's anything I did, do you?
No, this is much deeper. I shouldn't say this, but I lose hope sometimes that the patients here will ever recover. Sometimes the hurt is just too much.
Oh, I can't believe that, Doctor.
I should not either. But sometimes it is hard to continue to have faith. I would understand if you didn't want to visit him today.
With all due respect, Doctor, I think I need to be in there more than ever.
It is entirely up to you.
I promised him I'd be here. I'm not going to break that promise.
As you wish. Nadia?
Yes, Doctor?
Thank you.
So, I hear you're giving your nurse some trouble. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you already want to get rid of me. Well, that's just tough. You brought me into this, legally to boot, and now you're stuck with me. I get it, Brennan. You're scared. I have no idea what it was like, what that sort of pain felt like to you, but I do get it. You reached out to a memory, one that you have probably put all your faith in. And then I actually showed up and it's real now. I'm real now. And reality is full of imperfections and failure and people hurting you. I'm not perfect, Brennan. I'm scared too, and in my life, I've been a bitch. And I have been much less perfect than I ever thought I would be. But I'm still your friend. I love you, and I really hope you don't push me away. Well, I'll just let you chew on that a while. How about we listen to the next episode of Streets of Mystery?
The future! The year is 1939, and the world and America has spent the last 9 years rebuilding after the Earth successfully repelled an invasion by monsters from another dimension. In the new American metropolis of Nexus City, adventurer, doctor, and hero Hugh Hightower, having been betrayed by his best friend Professor Carl Cunning and thought dead, has reemerged. But our hero has forgotten who he actually is. Will he be able to survive these streets of mystery? Streets of Mystery is brought to you by Rainbow Bridge Beer, the wheelful brew that brings brilliance. Friends, times have been hard. Ever since Black Tuesday, many of us don't know what tomorrow may bring, or even if there will be a tomorrow. And if you are like many others, you probably have turned to a cold beer now and again to forget your troubles. To just become a little bit numb to everything. Well, Here at Rainbow Bridge, we think beer should do more. When so many of us don't really know who we are anymore or what we really stand for, a beer should help us remember what is important, not forget. Rainbow Bridge Beer has partnered with Ironized Yeast and Vim's Vitamins to brew an ale that is truly divine. The Ironized Yeast will give you pep and remind you that you can face another day, no matter what the challenge. And the 9 essential minerals that Vim's Vitamins add will make you mentally sharp and flowing with might. And the smooth, delicious flavor will keep you coming back for more. Rainbow Bridge Beer. The wheelful brew that brings brilliance. Pick some up today! And now, Streets of Mystery!
Hello, this is Mayor Cunning. Ah, yes, Doctor. You said there was something important that... What do you mean an enforcer was killed? They can't be killed. Burnt. From the inside out. Nonsense. Bring the remains to my laboratory. I want to inspect it myself. Why can't anything ever go smoothly?
Here he comes, Mary. He has what should be yours.
The guy in the rumpled suit?
Yes.
Good, I didn't miss the bus, man. I hope Vinny's setting up already. I gotta get in a little practice at the club before they open.
Oops, sorry about that, mister. I'm really clumsy sometimes. Hey, aren't you a musician downtown?
Yeah, I play sax at the Blue Mango.
You're really good. But I'm really sorry for running into you. Here, have a couple of bus tokens as an apology. I'm so sorry.
That's unnecessary, it's just an accident.
No, please. I'd really like it if you accept it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, baby.
No, thank you. And have a good day. All right?
What a nice dame. These tokens are really warm. Jeez, they're almost burning.
Hey, buddy. We don't got all day.
I'm sorry, I just...
What the hell? Great Scott! This guy looks like he's been sucked dry of everything.
Hey, now you look pretty good.
He still needs a bath and a trim.
Don't we all?
But at least now, he won't be shot by an enforcer for public indecency.
Gilbert, Oscar, thank you both for the clothes and the help. I don't know what's wrong with me, but something tells me I'd be in a lot of hot water if not for you two.
No sweat.
Especially after how you've helped us. Hey, we gotta call you something other than fella, though. Do you remember your name or anything yet?
No, it's weird. I know certain things, or at least I think I do. But I still have no idea who I am. And I don't remember anything personal. And when I think I'm getting close, a shadow of... well, unreasoning dread looms over my mind, yeah.
You know, whatever you went through sounds pretty darn traumatic. Let's focus on something else for now.
We still gotta call him something.
You know, you look like a William to me. How about if we call you... Bill.
Bill is as good a name as any, I guess.
All right. Bill it is.
So where are we going now?
We need a place to stay. With the new laws about loitering, it ain't safe to be on the street. And they'll be looking for whoever did that to the enforcer. We're gonna go see our friend Gene.
I wouldn't call him a friend.
Okay, we're gonna go see someone we know who might be able to find us a flop house we can stay at.
Well, he's a fence, but he also has a side business of hiding people, if they need to be hidden.
He'll help us.
Well, not for free, but his family and mine, well, we go back a ways. And he owes me for a tip, so hopefully we can work something out?
Jeez, here we go again.
Hey, you okay, Bill?
Yeah, Oscar, I think so. It's like doors opening up in my mind. I can feel connections all throughout the city. I can see them.
What do you mean?
Places, people, events, everything. All connected runically.
Runically? What does that mean?
I have no idea, Gilbert.
It's never gonna be a dull moment around you.
I'm sorry. I must be completely crazy.
Cousin, the whole world is completely crazy. You'll fit right in.
Kara, I'm feeling another black spot in our future. I'm gonna try and figure this out. I'll be right back.
Okay, sis.
Ultra-Normal Task Force, Lieutenant Brighton speaking.
Hey there, officer. I have a serious crime to report.
Oh, is that so? I'd better get my pencil ready.
Yeah, it's an absolute crime that Captain Sutter keeps the prettiest and most intelligent cop in Nexus City chained to her desk so she can't meet a dashing and handsome man for lunch.
Why, Councilman Campbell, I think you've had enough corn to eat already.
My corn is part of my charm, I'll have you know.
Yeah, if you say so, Sullivan.
You love it and you know it. Seriously, though, it seems like ages since I've seen you, Kara.
It's been 3 days.
Like I said, ages.
Sorry, Sully. These musician murders are keeping me up to my eyeballs in work.
Still no leads? Any of your hunches?
No, nothing. It's maddening, really, both professionally and personally.
Well, speaking of musicians, I have tickets to see Freddie Fowler sing at the Purple Martini Club Saturday night. Wanna go?
Freddie Fowler? Oh, that would be aces. You've got yourself a date, Mr. Campbell.
Fantastic.
I gotta go, Sullivan. I'm getting another call.
Okay, I'll call you later.
Ultra-Normal Task Force, Lieutenant Brighton speaking.
Lieutenant Brighton, this is Officer Adams. We need you down here right away at the corner of Kelly and 43rd. We have another dead musician, this time on a bus.
I'm on my way.
I don't understand. We're in Nexus City, right?
Of course! Where'd you think we were?
Where did all this poverty come from? This looks like a slum.
This is the East Guard District, and it's a slum, all right.
I was told that there weren't any slums. That Nexus City was a utopia, where all peoples, of all kinds, live together in harmony.
Who the heck told you that? Let me guess. You don't know.
No. But all of this just seems wrong.
Well, that's one way to put it. Yeah, NC is a utopia, all right, for the rich. I will say, now that there's hardly any people left, the racial and sexual prejudices from before the invasion are a lot less.
Amazing how that stuff goes away when there's not many humans left.
Well, you know that stuff's coming back as soon as there are enough people, so that we don't have to rely on the other as much.
Prosperity brings hatred?
Yeah, something like that. But the one thing that's never gone away is the old hierarchies about who has the power and money and who doesn't. And we're still human and our predatory nature's still cooking with gas.
I think I've got a lot to learn.
Here we are.
Let us do most of the talking, Bill.
Whatever you say.
Who is it?
Oscar Wilson and Gil Baker. And a friend.
What do you want?
The enforcers are grabbing people for sleeping on the streets. We were hoping you could find us a place to stay.
Remember, you still owe me a favor, Gene.
I'm paying it back by talking to you when you bring someone that I don't know to my door.
This is Bill. Bobby was all bent again. Bill gave him a beating.
Bobby's always bent. I'm surprised he's not face down in a gutter somewhere. I don't know why the two of you don't put him in his place. Knock his block off.
We don't do that no more.
Uh-huh. So, Bill, what's your story?
I don't know.
He says that a lot, Gene. He's got problems with his noggin.
Don't remember a thing.
Has he been blackened?
Maybe.
Blackened?
Touched. You know, changed. By that black stuff.
I think I must have been.
Gene, can you help us find a place?
Things are hot out there right now. I can't stand those damn enforcers or the cops, but this is going to cost you. It's too risky right now if there's no cabbage to be had.
You know we don't have any dough.
Then there's not much I can do for you, is there?
Yeah, but what if we can get you something that's worth your time?
Like what?
Now, I don't know, but we'll find something.
There's a warehouse down by the river docks. You can stay there for a few days. If you don't have anything for me by Friday, you're on your own.
Aw, thanks, Gene. You're a lifesaver.
Yeah, yeah. Just make sure you get...
Jane, I got good news. Let me in.
Earl, I told you before, you gotta be cool when you come here. I'm doing business.
Sorry, Gene. Hey, Gilbert. Hey, Oscar.
Hey, Earl. How's the music?
That's what I came to tell Gene about. I got a month-long gig playing with Ben Hall at the Spanish Inquisition.
The Inquisition? That's uptown. Congratulations, little brother.
You're a musician?
Earl is one heck of a piano player. Hey, this is Bill, by the way.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, Gene's been helping me out with money while I try to get my career off the ground. Gene, I can start paying you back now.
Don't you worry about none of that. You just show him what you can do.
Oh, you know it. Gene, I don't feel so good.
Earl, what's wrong? You just went white as a sheet.
I don't know.
Earl! Earl!
Fehu! Urus! Fehu!
His life force is being stolen. Hoarded.
What are you talking about?
Urus! Urus! Urus!
Oh! Here, in his pocket. This is what's doing it.
Hey, what is that?
A coin of some type, but it's burning with power. Collecting. Hoarding.
Fehu!
There, I just destroyed it. His life is flowing back to him now.
Gene? Gene? God, I don't feel good.
He's going to be okay. It was real close, though. He'll need some looking after.
Hey, Bill, how'd you know what was going on?
You really don't want me to answer that, do you?
Right. You don't know.
I gotta get Earl to a hospital.
Of course!
Okay. Your amnesiac friend there just saved my brother's life. Here's the address of that warehouse. Stay there until Friday, and by then, I'll have a permanent place for the three of you.
You mean it, Gene?
Yeah. Bill, I have no idea who or what you are, but I owe you more than just a place to stay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What happened?
Don't know.
Where did the power go?
The conduit was severed.
Well, that's just great. How am I going to be the best musician in Nexus City if I can't hold all the talent?
Don't worry. There's a drummer. One who drinks a lot. Name of Sam Escanol. He's the best drummer since Dave Tuff. When you absorb his talent, you'll be over the top.
My talent, you mean? They stole all the talent that I should have been born with.
You're correct, of course, Mary. They stole what is yours by right. All of them. Now, here's what we're going to do.
Thank you.
Where am I?
You're home, son.
I don't feel like I'm home.
That's because you are a bad son.
What do you mean?
You left. You abandoned your family.
That sounds like garbage.
Why are you lying to your father, Hugh?
That's not my father. And who is Hugh?
If that's not your father, then who are the Fuzzy? You?
The plane is crashing! Mayday! Mayday!
What are you running away from?
Ah! Yeah, wake up, man. You're having a nightmare.
Ah, jeez. I really wanted to sleep in. This is the first time in weeks I've slept indoors.
Sorry, fellas. I didn't mean. I'm sorry.
It's okay, buddy. Anything useful in that dream?
What do you mean?
Any memories come up?
I think I'm feeling guilty about something. Something to do with my family.
Well, as long as it's useful information.
I think I was a pilot. Maybe I crashed and that's what did my memory in.
Who knows we're here?
I think it's okay.
Well, what makes you say that?
I don't...
You don't know. Of course.
I'm sorry, Gil.
No, I'm sorry, Bill. I just need some coffee before I'm in a good mood. It's all peachy.
Careful, Gil.
Yeah. Ah, Lieutenant Brighton.
Mr. Baker. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Let us do the talking, huh?
Are you going to invite me into your abandoned and condemned warehouse?
Sure. Our casa is your casa.
Your Spanish is horrible, Gilbert.
What brings you by, officer?
Who's your friend over there?
He's Bill. He's a quiet one.
Kara, this new man, he shines.
Really? So, Bill, the quiet one, what's your story?
I don't know.
He's got memory problems. Why are you here, Lieutenant?
Your friend Mr. Wells wouldn't tell me a damn thing, but my visions told me you were witness to his brother Earl's ultra-normal attack yesterday.
We don't know what you're talking about.
She's not going to buy it, fellas. But that's okay, because she's lying too. It was her sister who told her what happened.
What? What did you say?
You know, I only remember the last day or so, and I'm already getting sick of the lies in this city. What do you want to know, officer?
Keep him talking, Kara. I'm going to look at him a bit closer.
Yeah, you do that, Kara.
I want to stop the murders. There have been at least 6 musicians killed in the last 2 weeks, and I want the perp caught and stopped.
6 murders?
And what makes you think we know anything?
I know that you 3 had more involvement than anyone is saying. I need all the help I can get to track the killer down.
No. We don't get involved. We don't want to have any enforcers taking interest, you know?
What do you mean, enforcers?
They're scared, Kara. And angry.
Like you don't know.
Do you remember John Nicholas?
Yeah. Wasn't he the funny guy who worked at the soup kitchen?
Yeah, and he was picked up by an enforcer last week for jaywalking. Yeah, he hasn't been seen since.
I don't know anything about that.
Of course you don't. We don't know nothing about nothing either.
I'm serious.
She's telling the truth.
I wouldn't be too sure.
No. This stops now.
What do you mean?
This is what the Thurses want.
What's the Thurs?
Kara, this man is important.
I don't know about that, lady.
What?
And I don't know what a Thurs is. But I do know. And no, I don't know how I know that.
Well, that's clear as mud.
What's going on, mister?
This city is wrong. Diseased. It shouldn't be this way.
We're trying to fix things.
Some of you are. And some are trying to make it worse. Most of the people are caught in the middle.
So, what can you do to fix it?
I can get involved.
Don't do this, Bill.
You don't have to, Oscar. I understand your concerns. But I can't not do this. More people are going to die otherwise.
Ah, jeez.
Why haven't you been able to find the killer with your... and your partner's insight?
Tell him, Kara. He knows about me anyway.
It's as if I, or rather we, go blind when we start getting close.
I think I can help.
What do you mean, Bill?
I can find who you're looking for.
You can?
How?
When Earl was being attacked, I could sense the flow of his life, leaving him and going somewhere else. I cut the connection and returned what was stolen. But before that was over, I could sense a bit of the other end of that connection.
Cunning recently developed some new patch-based switches that allows the phone operators to trace phone calls for us. Are you saying your connection is like that?
I don't think so. What I sensed was that, unlike everyone else who have all sorts of streams of energy connecting them to everything around them, this person had completely cut themselves off from everything. Or at least, enough of everything to make it stand out.
Of course. Just look for the negative space.
The negative space, yes. The place where nothing, or almost nothing, connects. I can find your killer.
Then what are we waiting for?
Us. Well, at least I am. I'm waiting for us.
Oscar?
Ah, Bill's right, Gil. I'm tired of always hiding, keeping my head down. We never would have hesitated before the invasion.
A lot of things were different then.
I'm sick of it, brother. I'd rather die by an enforcer than live like a coward.
Hey, Bill's a bad influence on you.
Then why are you putting your shoes on?
'Cause he's a bad influence on me, too. Come on!
When the saints go marching in, da 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 da, da. When the saints go marching in, da 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 da.
Hey, aren't you Sam Mascano?
Hey, that's right, doll. I know you.
Not yet, but I know you. You're the best drummer alive.
Well, I don't know about that. And even if it was true, well, that's not saying much these days.
You shouldn't be so modest. Hey, why don't you buy a girl some breakfast, hmm?
Well, that sounds swell.
Stop her. She's slipping something into his coat pocket.
What the hell?
Don't move, lady. You're under arrest.
Hey, what's going on?
Back away, sir. Miss, you were under arrest for multiple murders. Put your hands behind your head and turn around.
Oh, I don't think so.
What the hell is coming out of your mouth? I'm getting the hell out of here.
Don't worry, Mary. I'll take care of them.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. It has three heads and six arms, though.
I am the Dream Gnasher.
The Heart.
The Heart Grinder.
The Heart.
I will eat what you love.
I'm pretty sure that is a thirst. And I hope I can stop it.
You won't have to do it alone.
Come on, Bill. Let's tag team this loser. Take this!
No, don't hurt him.
Lady, I've had enough of you.
Fehu. Furi. Fahito.
He's pretty weak. I think I can do this.
You puny apes can't hurt me.
Hey, hurt me.
Oh, you call that pretty weak?
I just have to figure out where its mane is. There.
Fair. Fu fa fi fe fo.
What are you?
What are you?
No.
No.
He did it, Kara. It's gone.
I gotta call the precinct.
Well, that's our cue to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'll keep your involvement quiet.
Thanks, Lieutenant.
I don't know what's been going on with those enforcers, but they shouldn't be doing what you said they were. I'll look into it.
Yeah, we just hope John's okay.
Lieutenant. I don't know what I know, or how much I know. But if you want whatever answers I can give, you know where we're staying.
Good. I'll be around later. Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks. To all of you.
So, who's our pep?
Her name is Mary Ortiz. Turns out she's a piano player.
I never heard of her.
She's not very good. She went off her rocker and started thinking that everyone who was better than her had stolen her talent from her. We don't know yet if that was before she had been blackened or not. But, whatever the timeline, she was killing her victims with ultra-normal forces.
Is she and her powers contained?
Yes, sir. It seems that her powers have abandoned her.
Make sure to keep her in the deep freeze until we're sure she's safe.
Yes, sir.
Good work, Lieutenant.
Keep Bill close, Kara. Even after you debrief with him, maybe as a contact.
Why? I mean, he was useful, but you seem very insistent. What's up?
I haven't told you this because I was only sure of it after we captured Mary.
What is it?
Mary Ortiz was only one big black spot in our future. There's still another. It's getting larger, and I'm pretty sure that Bill will be extremely important in you not joining me beyond the veil.
Great. Just great.
Mystery, sponsored by Rainbow Bridge Beer, was written and produced by...
Wow, poor Mary. It's amazing what such resentment and entitlement can do. I'm thirsty. Are you thirsty? Mm-hmm. This orange juice is pretty good. Here, try some. Good. You're drinking. Well, it's been so long since I've heard these that I can't remember... What do you think's up with Gil and Oscar's backstory? I think that they...
The Degasian, Series 1, Episode 2, Yet Must Every Man, was written and created by Lothar Tuppen. Featured in the cast were Jeffrey Billard, Janet Dider, Pete Lutz, Tanya Milojevic, Joshua Price, Lothar Tuppen, and Jack Ward. Streets of Mystery theme, Degasian theme, and musical transitions composed and performed by Sharon B. Initiatory music by Lothar Tuppen. Sound design, direction, and mastering by Lothar Tuppen. Sound effects by Lothar Tuppen and the Free Sound Project. This presentation, as well as the scripts and characters therein, is copyright 2020 to Lothar Tuppen. And this recording is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. All other rights are reserved. Thank you.
Think of all the things that cause you stress every day. Traffic, the office, the family. All this stress causes headache pain. When you feel a stress headache coming on, reach for new, improved Calmofed.
But aspirin upsets my stomach.
Don't worry. There's no aspirin in Calmofed.
And caffeine makes me jittery.
No problem. There's no caffeine in Calmofed either.
I just don't trust all those buffers and extra ingredients.
Chill out, you big weenie. Huh? There are no artificial ingredients or chemicals in Calmofed, okay?
Oh, okay. Give it here. I'll try some. Let me pull out the cotton and... Hey, the cotton's the only thing in the bottle.
That's right. Just stick it in your ears.
Oh, okay.
Now the stress that causes headaches is gone. Isn't that right, you paranoid wimp?
What?
Calmofed. Absolutely no artificial ingredients. Mm-hmm. No harmful ingredients. No ingredients at all.
What?
Use only as directed. Do not use in the path of heavy machinery.
What?
Calmofed. Don't you feel calmer already?